Hello, hello, and welcome to the Joyful Dentist Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Natanya Brown, endodontist and life coach, and whether this is your very first episode here or you're a regular, I am so thrilled that you are here. Today, we're talking about getting the help that you need. We're going to be going over a broad overview of a few different options that you may have for people that may be able to help you, depending on what your specific needs are. Before I jump into it, I want to paint the picture for today. I went on a fantastic hike in the hills around my home here in Northern California this morning, about an hour and a half or so. I brought my dog, Elsie. Beautiful clear blue skies. It feels like spring is in the air, a little bit of a crispness, and yet the sun is out. It's just a gorgeous, gorgeous day. Wildflowers are in bloom. I got some amazing exercise, and now I get to record this podcast for all of you. I feel very grateful. And with that, let's dive in. So, I know that so many of us, especially those of us that are female dentists owning a practice, we find ourselves in this delicate balance between all of the duties and professional responsibilities that we have to do and our own well-being. And I just remember so many years of running around, keeping patients happy, keeping staff happy, in my case as an endodontist, referring dentists happy, and coming home to keep my two children alive, and somewhere in the mix, hopefully seeing my husband, and if I was lucky, also getting in maybe a workout and somehow taking care of myself. Truly the pressures of managing, you know, patient care, administrative tasks, and then all the demands in my own personal life really became quite overwhelming. And I know a lot of other dentists, specifically female dentists, feeling very similarly and ultimately neglecting self-care. So today I'm talking about how to get help. And for some of you listening to, you know, this podcast, this just may check the box for you, or maybe like an adjunct, and that's totally great. But today I want to delve into the three main categories of people that you may actually consider hiring to help you in the process of gaining control over your life, decreasing overwhelm, and finding enjoyment and moving in the direction that you want in your life. And so we're talking about the three main categories, which are consulting, therapy, and coaching. So let's start with consulting. Consulting entails providing, you know, expert advice and guidance to address specific challenges, maybe to improve processes in the office, for example. And we're really generally talking about business. When you think of a consultant, you think of the consultant as an expert that's going to assess, let's say, your office or business, and then tell you what you need to do to get the desired outcome and the results that you're looking for. So, for example, I'm sure you've probably heard of dental consultants. There really are tons of options of them. They may come into your office. They for sure have a lot of industry knowledge and expertise. They may help you, let's say, get out of network with insurances or to identify ways that you can become more efficient or productive and make more money in your practice. Consultants will typically have a lot of knowledge about the trends within dentistry, products, patient desires, technology, etc. And they may be able to then apply all of that to help you find solutions that work specifically for your office. They will often create a strategic plan with you depending on your goals and to figure out how to implement, let's say, new policies or protocols, flow of patients, scheduling, etc. They might meet with your staff to help you implement better leadership skills, for example. They'll look at workflows and recommend improvements to enhance productivity and profitability, as I mentioned. They'll look at and monitor performance metrics. So often they might talk about key performance indicators like KPIs, metrics to track progress and measure, you know, the impact of the different strategies that are implemented. You know, for example, you might hire a consulting company that's going to get involved in helping you with the social media presence or Facebook ads. Maybe they're going to track the data and monitor and make necessary adjustments as needed. By and large, consultants are focused on professional development, business success, and you know, that said, there are also different types of consultants, maybe wellness consultants, that offer similar guidance, maybe more on a personal level, right? Like helping individuals reach specific health or wellness goals, for example. So, you know, how do you know if you want to work with a consultant? Well, in general, it would be if you want an expert that's going to come in, analyze your situation, and tell you what to do, or give you expert advice, and then you get to decide, right? So you need to have a very specific, well-defined goal that you want help with, like getting out of network with insurances or increasing productivity, for example. These are just generalizations, but by and large, I think they're pretty valid. Nowadays, there are tons of different dental consultants with, you know, just different specialties, and it's a really, really great option to consider depending on your goals. I know for a fact when I owned my endodontic practice, I truly could have benefited from a consultant to come into my office and help me straighten things out, help me become a better leader, help me to understand and implement, you know, more effective and efficient practices and workflows, for example. So that's pretty much the nutshell on consulting. Hopefully that helps bring you clarity. Now let's move to therapy. Well, what's therapy? This is, I kind of see it as like the opposite end of the spectrum. Therapy is really a process that's aimed at addressing the individual's emotional and psychological states, interpersonal things that may be impacting an individual's well-being and their functioning. So therapists, they receive training and are licensed to diagnose and treat many mental illnesses and provide mental health services. So for this reason, you know, generally speaking, a person will find a therapist that they enjoy working with, they'll establish a relationship with them, and they'll work with them as long as they actually really need to. There isn't necessarily as much of a focus on having set goals. Therapy tends to have a focus on the past with the intention of helping the individual heal, maybe overcome past traumas or past events, maybe understand certain behaviors or ingrained patterns so that they can restore function in the present day. So as I just mentioned, therapy can be thought of as being somewhat less goal-oriented than both consulting and coaching. And if I could really summarize it loosely, the goal is generally to heal emotional wounds or improve the quality of life by gaining a greater understanding of oneself through personal growth. I'm not familiar with any specific therapists that are like dental therapists, like a person that is a therapist and a dentist, or a person that's a therapist and only works with dentists, but you never know. They might actually be out there somewhere. Okay, so let's move on to coaching. What the heck is coaching? Coaching is a process that's really focused on empowering individuals to unlock their potential, to set and achieve goals, to, you know, navigate transitions in life. Unlike consulting or therapy, coaching primarily really revolves around the present and creating a vision and plan for the future, emphasizing both personal and professional development instead of looking at the past. So while the past can be relevant in coaching to some extent, it tends to be less, significantly less relevant than in therapy, for example. There are really so many different types of coaches out there that it's hard for me to summarize all of the different options. But the bottom line is that coaches help to bring clarity to personal and professional goals, or one or the other, obviously depending on the individual and what they want. And then they break it down to actionable steps, so to help the individual to gain focus on how to move forward. So let me clarify. It's probably easiest if I describe my work as a coach. Typically, when people come to me, they're having a hard time managing all their responsibilities in life. They're finding it really challenging to find work-life balance and take care of themselves. Some percentage of those people also want to lose weight. They feel like they've really let themselves go in terms of making healthful nutrition choices or, you know, exercise, for example. And so what I'll do with them is that I'll help them create a vision of what they actually want. 6 months, 12 months, maybe 5 years or 10 years, and helpfully and carefully rather start making decisions today that are actually going to be in alignment with the person that they want to become. So this involves being willing to identify limiting beliefs and potentially negative thought patterns that are holding the individual back and quite possibly keeping them feeling stuck. Now, I was trained using cognitive behavioral therapy. And so that's the foundation and the cornerstone of my coaching, which ultimately helps my clients to foster new, helpful thoughts and feelings that can help them feel more empowered to take action in very meaningful ways. What ends up happening is that people will come to me for one thing. So, for example, for the first few years that I started out in my coaching career, I was primarily a weight loss coach. If you listen to the first 50 episodes of this podcast, when it used to be called Weight Loss for Dentists, then you're already familiar with that. Quick little side note. So these people would come to me wanting to lose weight. What would happen was that they would end up learning skills that were 100% transferable to other areas of their life. So not just skills that would help them lose weight. This is because the process that we were using wasn't just, okay, you need to lay off the French fries and eat more carrots. Although, yes, of course, that also helps too. But what we were doing were techniques that are the basis of cognitive behavioral therapy, okay? Part of what we're doing is setting a goal and learning how to follow through, which means figuring out what small actions need to be made to make the result inevitable. And it boils down to how we create habits, how we actually form neural pathways that keep us stuck, or new neural pathways that help us to create a new result. So this all revolves around believing new things about ourselves and overcoming negative self-talk, which I have found to be very relevant for a lot of the people that I work with, among other things. So the best way that I can describe what I do as a coach is that I help people see the value in making powerful decisions as opposed to staying in indecision. Every single day we're given a bunch of choices, and we can either use those as an opportunity to get closer to the person that we want to become, or we can just pass up those opportunities. It is actually that simple. Our decisions is where our power lies. Okay, I obviously am biased and absolutely love coaching. As I wrap up talking about coaching here, though, I do want to just point out there are plenty of dental specific coaches. There's a growing contingent of coaches that are dedicated to work just with dentists. Some of them are actually dentists themselves. Others are maybe hygienists or staff or other professionals. Regardless, they all have their own flavor. They all have their own specialties that they offer. And I hope this helps to give you a solid foundation on, you know, some of the high level differences between coaching, consulting, and therapy. For sure, I want to clarify that there is definitely overlap between these three things. And, you know, when you think about the prospect of deciding who you might want to hire, it really depends on what you need and what your goals are and what you want. There certainly are people that will work with all three, a coach, a consultant, a therapist, maybe not simultaneously, maybe at different points in their lives or careers. One way or another, they can absolutely complement one another for sure. I can say I have worked with a myriad of coaches and therapists. I am a huge fan. I have had marriage therapist, family therapist, multiple marriage coaches, multiple business coaches, general life coaches. Honestly, I love all aspects of coaching, and I have a running list of different coaches that I would like to work with in the future as well. Really, it all boils down to finding someone that you trust, that you believe can help guide you in the direction that you want to go in. And so for this reason, finding a good fit and trusting your own intuition to determine if the person is a good fit for you is really critical, especially, as I mentioned, because there are so many different types of coaches, therapists, and consultants, and they all have their own methods as well as personal style and flair, if you will. Now, as I mentioned, I haven't always invested in coaching. I have for the last several years, and I always imagine moving forward to continue to invest in coaching as I see it as investing in my own growth and development. It has helped me tremendously, and that's honestly a huge understatement when I think about the feeling of being in control and having clarity on not just what I want, but how to get it. So, you know, if you're considering or toying with the idea of hiring help, I really want to add this extra story. Back 10 years ago, when I ran my own endodontic office, it was actually just under 10 years ago, I was afraid of the idea of hiring help. You know, possibly I wasn't aware of all the options, but also because I really believed that I should be able to figure everything out on my own. After a long day of dentistry, I was so stressed out. I was exhausted. I was crying on my way home from work the majority of days. I'm so sad to say it. I was completely unsure of myself. My confidence was totally shot. I would come home, I'd be ruminating over how I handled things with patients or a referring dentist, and I was just ready for relief. I truly should record a whole separate podcast on this. In any case, I really didn't know all the different options out there for people that could help me. And as I already mentioned, I also thought that I should be able to figure things out. I should be able to sort through things, become a better leader, kind of get over my insecurities and become more confident. And you know what's really interesting is that after I sold my practice, okay, that's when I ended up hiring my first coach. So I sold my practice thinking that that was the only way to get relief. Okay. And it's interesting when I think about it, because at that point, when I went back to being an associate, was when I hired my first coach who helped me to actually learn how to manage stress and to feel more in control. And yes, of course, fast forward, I then ended up, you know, one thing led to another, I became a coach, and I'll save that for another episode. But I do often wonder what would have happened had I actually hired a coach or a consultant or both, you know, prior to selling my office. It sounds so obvious to me now that maybe the result would have been different, but it wasn't obvious to me back then. It really wasn't. And for that reason, you know, fast forward now, obviously I am a coach. The bottom line is I'm on a mission to help other dentists to make empowered decisions, to take control of their lives instead of feeling at the mercy of their situation, both at work and, you know, in their personal lives. So anyway, I have mentally noted the episodes that I want to record for the future, but really my goal here in today's episode is to give you a high level, overview of the different options that may be available for you. There are people out there that are ready and willing to help you in various different capacities, depending on what your needs are. So if you're running around like a chicken with its head cut off, if you feel like you're struggling, if there's things in your practice that you want to change and you don't know how to do it, then reach out and get the help that you're looking for. Before I go, I just have to say there is no shame in asking for help. It might be a lot easier than you ever imagined, you know? So Before I go, I want to offer you a couple things that you might be interested in. The first one is the Busy Dentist's Guide to Self-Care. So this is basically a list of things that I have employed in my own life that I've learned that have helped me immensely and have helped so many of my clients to gain a sense of control. And really, this is for you if you've been running around like crazy, pillar to post, taking care of everyone else, and basically completely neglecting your own needs. It's time to stop it. So go download the Busy Dentist Guide to Self-Care. I'll link it in the show notes, but just in case, you can get it by going to drnatania.com/self-care, all one word. The next thing that I want to offer you, if you think that coaching might be helpful for you, you're not really sure, maybe you're curious to know what it would be like to work with me specifically, then why not schedule a consultation with me? This is the best way to find out. It is free. And here's the thing, I can guarantee that during the time that we spend together, we will get to the heart of what's keeping you stuck. We're going to identify what it would take to get you moving in the direction that you want. So one way or another, whether we end up working together or not, you're going to come away with clarity and a plan. So you can schedule your free consultation with me by going to drnatania.com/connect. C-O-N-N-E-C-T. I'll also link that in the show notes. Okay, my friends, I hope that today's episode has been helpful for you. As I mentioned, I know now a few episodes that I'm going to record for the future, so please stay tuned for those. Go ahead and share this podcast with a dental colleague or a bestie that would really benefit from it. And I would be very appreciative. Thank you so, so much. I hope you have a fantastic week. I can't wait to talk to you next time. Bye-bye.